I will see you there.
The program you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The Tickle CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where all the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us. FreeTalkLive.com. Mark, I want you to bring up what you brought up during the news break in a moment. But first, we're going to the phones to Neil in California. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Neil. Neil in California. Going once. Neil in California. Going twice.
Come on, Neil. You can do it.
Put it back on hold. We'll try it back later if he's still there. 800-259-9231. Now, last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we had a caller dial up towards the end of the hour about... He's been trying to communicate to his friends or family or loved ones about, you know, the fact that this country's going down a pretty scary path, going down towards, down the road towards tyranny, down the road towards a police state. Some could argue, I think pretty convincingly, that we're already in a police state. And we were sort of talking about how many Americans and the people that he talks to, they just want to put their heads in the sand.
Right. The respectables, the people that make good money, they're from the right ethnic group. They just don't deal with the police on a regular basis. They don't deal with the government on a regular basis.
They don't have their friends dealing with the police.
I'll tell you, I come from a family where we don't deal with the government. We simply don't. We fill out our taxes. We fill out our forms. And that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sue people because you don't get into situations where you need to be sued. I mean, this is sort of this... I don't even know how to describe these people other than respectable. You don't... You wouldn't dare take... government assistance of any sort or another. You pay for it, you just don't take it.
Right.
So I call those people the respectables. They never have to deal with the government.
Right. They give them the money that they want, they keep the government at bay, and so to them, the government doesn't really exist.
It's kind of like a charity that you have to give money to.
Yeah.
But, you know...
They don't like to do it, but...
The kid asked...
price of living.
Essentially, how do I communicate that we are in a police state to my friends and family? They don't want to hear it. And at one point, you had asked a question, I believe it was of your mother, and you had relayed the story to me, and it's been years now. And I just
Because my mom didn't like talking to me about this stuff.
I think it's insightful. Is, well, if we're not in a police state, what would it take to convince you that we are in a police state? What set of circumstances would have to occur? I mean, what would be happening right now if we were in a police state that... You know, and then you ask them this question, like, what has to happen for a police state to be real?
Let them define their own parameters.
Right. And if they say, oh, I don't know, maybe stopping and checking you for your papers, just tell them about the roving immigration checks in down by the border in Mexico.
How about the TSA now checking bus stops in Indianapolis?
How about the TSA checking everybody who goes onto an airplane? You have to have a valid ID to get onto an airplane, or they're going to do the special secret check thing on you.
Super secret special search.
Yeah, that whatever it is, yeah. The SSSS they write on your ticket. You know, the fact is, we're getting asked for our papers all the time.
That's correct.
What else would be happening? Would there be random beatings? Well, they're not going to randomly beat rich white guys in suits.
Well, they didn't randomly beat people in Germany. They targeted people for beatings.
Right. There's targeted people for beating, and, you know.
And they've targeted protesters for beatings. In fact, there's, there frequently is evidence in any given protest where the government has an incentive to mess around, they'll put in an undercover cop and have him go in there and start instigating fights.
It happens all the time.
So the police have an excuse to go in and start shooting people.
Of this. I have seen it, and I'm one of the respectables. I know it's true. You know, is there a class of people that is despised by everyone else and that it's okay to despise? Oh, how about illegal immigrants?
How about Muslims?
You know, the only thing that we are not doing that might go on in a police state, the only thing that I can see is random house-to-house checks. At this point in America, we do not have people knocking on our door. Excuse me. It's time for your illegal immigrant check.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't think that the fact is, if you build a wall and we go down this path of, we can't let in any more illegal aliens, we are going to have random house-to-house searches.
We've had people on this show say they'd be okay with it.
Because I'm telling you what, if there was a crackdown on illegal aliens, I would let them come into my house for protection. So you're going to have to send your cops to my house to search it in order to find these illegal aliens. I will have a room just like they put for Anne Frank, and I will hide these people.
Let's talk about what happens when that situation escalates, because it's a realistic possibility. Remember, people have called this show saying, we've asked them that question, well, would you be okay with somebody coming by searching your house randomly for emergency? Oh, yeah, come on in.
People absolutely would be okay.
I got nothing to hide. But then what happens when, let's say there is this situation with the wall, and we've got immigrants being put into camps, that sort of thing, when they get rounded up. Let's say we've got that situation in this country, and it's, you know, we're not more than a few years away from it if that's the direction they want to go in. So it's totally realistic this could happen. So they start doing random house-to-house searches to look for immigrants, and they start discovering these secret rooms. And what happens when they come across the coyote who's hiding the immigrants that he's, you know, just transported across the border? The armed coyote. The coyotes, you know, the gangs. Because remember, when a product or service is prohibited, in this case you're prohibiting people, the black market gets involved. And when the black market
is involved.
And when the black market is involved, you have violence. You have a far higher propensity for violence than you ever had before. So these black marketeers are making buku bucks off of bringing people across the border, and they don't want to go to a jail cell. Many of them will be willing to fire back in the instance that, you know, their house is raided. So what happens when the police, who are just normally doing, you know, house-to-house searches with their uniform, regular police officers, encounter their first firefight? Then what's going to happen? Then the police are going to amp up.
The SWAT team's
going to
be shaking down your house.
That's
rather
right.
Than...
Exactly. The police are going to amp up their level of force, and then every house they search will be a potential kill zone. It will be a potential fight for the police, and you will be treated as such. Is that still what you want? Are you still willing to let the police search when they start kicking in the doors they're searching?
You know, this is the time I'd like to bring up the instance, I believe it was last year in Virginia, where an ophthalmologist's office was, the ophthalmologist was busted and for his office having a football pool by the SWAT team in Virginia. And some cop accidentally, I guess, got itchy with his trigger finger and shot the ophthalmologist through the back of the head while he was handcuffed and not kneeling on the floor.
Right, because it's really
important. Now, you're telling me this isn't Nazi Germany crap? Are you telling me that's not what it is? That's what's going on here.
It can't happen in America, Mark. It can't happen here.
You know,
a free country.
What's the quote? If tyranny comes to America, it will be wrapped in the flag and carrying a cross.
And denial is the most common human response. Let's go and try Neil one last time. Going to the phones to Neil in California. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Great, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know you sound like a bunch of conspiracy theorists.
What are you talking about?
I'm just playing. No, yeah, you know, when it comes to, you know, things like the North American Union and all this central banking stuff and all this police state stuff, to think that, you know, I hear a lot of people saying, like, well, there's also no such thing as, like, conspiracy theories, or that there are no such thing as conspiracies, is what I should say. I just want to point out that it's just odd, because, I mean, it would be like saying that there wasn't a conspiracy to kill off a bunch of Jews in Nazi Germany, for example.
Of course there are conspiracies.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
There are some pretty whacked out theories out there, but the whole thing is the word conspiracy means to breathe with. There's thousands, if not more, people right now sitting in U.S. jails on charges of criminal conspiracy. But the thing is that the language is controlled in the sense that if you accuse someone in power of a criminal conspiracy, then you're a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to separate those people from the people who just are really whacked out and are way off the edge. But there's
absolutely. It's just unfortunate, though, because there seem to be some very valid and hardcore points that need to be looked at. And then these individuals who find out this sort of information and stuff, was especially with regard to like G. Edward Griffin and his research into the Federal Reserve and, well, like 9/11 and all that and North American Union, all that stuff, you know, I think are really valid points that really need to be looked at, but it's all just really brushed aside. Everybody just like brushes them off as, well, conspiracy theorists.
Which is why I think it's important. And the only reason we are looking at the North American Union is because we've just gotten such a deluge of calls about it. I think it's important to really focus on facts that aren't disputable, that don't have a lot of hypothesis involved. And the fact is, we do have random checkpoints in this country. The fact is we do have the police bashing in heads at protests, and we do have a police state on the rise. That's all based on facts. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. More on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. The features for free. Shrine of female listeners there. Dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Now, many of our listeners who have been sort of connected with the Liberty Movement for a little while may have heard the name Larkin Rose in the past. In fact, we've followed his case here on Free Talk Live, in case you don't know who he is. He is one of the more prominent tax protesters out there, tax freedom advocates. And he's, you know, he's written a book and I think made a video about taxes and why you shouldn't have to pay and all that. And he is also one of the tax freedom advocates who has seen the inside of a jail cell as a result of, well, what he's doing. Because when you're loud and in the government's face about taxes, they have a tendency to target you. And they did target Larkin Rose. They railroaded him just like they railroad so many other tax freedom advocates in their so-called justice system. And he spent some time in a federal prison as a result. But Larkin Rose is more than a man who's just about opposing taxes. He's a principled, liberty-minded individual who happens to be a member of the Free State Project, and he's very, very principled, and he's come out with a series of articles that have addressed other issues. And I thought this one, I saw it at the Keen Free Press, keenfreepress.com, I thought this one was great. It's called Illegal People. Since we were talking about immigration not too long ago, he says, well, it's time for me to make some enemies. So much of most people's political beliefs, including among people who consider themselves to be pro-freedom, stems from false assumptions and from the belief in that mystical or mythical beast called authority. We now scoff at the old belief in the divine right of kings, the notion that by an accident of birth, someone had more rights than other people.
And a lot more rights.
Yeah.
The right to administer life and death upon other people.
In fact, he says, and they have the right to forcibly control those other people. Silly, huh? Well, that ridiculous belief is back, and now it's called illegal immigration. How exactly does someone born several thousands of miles away in Alaska have an inherent right to stand in El Paso, Texas, but someone born in Ciudad Juarez, just across the river from El Paso, doesn't? Without special permission from the tyrants of Washington, of course. See, a lot changes when you lose the self-contradictory belief in government. A lot of concepts you accepted as self-evident evaporate, such as country, borders, citizenship, patriotism, and nationalism. Take, for example, that imaginary line between Mexico and the United States. What is it? How did it get there? It's the boundary between the dirt which one set of tyrants claims the right to rule, and the dirt which another set of tyrants claims the right to rule. You can wave the flag all you want and talk about your country and patriotism, but the fact is, country boundaries are based entirely upon the inherently bogus, arbitrary claims of the right to rule made by various megalomaniacs. You have no more right to be here than someone born in Zimbabwe or Budapest or anywhere else. Therefore, you have no right to use force to stop them from coming here. Nor can you delegate to someone else the right to do so. Remember, because if you don't have the right to do something in the first place, you can't all of a sudden create it by deeming to give it to someone else. You didn't have it. To put it as bluntly as I can, says Larkin, all immigration laws are 100% illegitimate, unjustifiable violence. All of them. In every country, under every circumstance. You can wave laws around, wave the Constitution around.
Hold on. I would caveat what Larkin's saying here with also he wouldn't approve of any social welfare programs like giving out WIC or welfare or anything like that for immigrants that came across the border. He's not saying, hey, come in here and use our Social Security system and break our country. Well, he's not saying anything like that at all.
The government's wealth redistribution programs are based on force, and so of course he's against that. And thank you for clarifying. He says, you can wave the Constitution around and your laws around and make all the generalizations you want, but if you forcibly stop someone who only wants to walk from one piece of dirt to another, you are the one initiating violence, and you are the bad guy. He does say, though, if on the other hand that piece of dirt he wants to walk on is your own personal property, then you absolutely have the right to keep him off. But unless you believe you personally own this entire country, that cannot possibly justify any immigration laws.
Now, I want people listening to understand. I certainly do not necessarily agree with what Larkin's saying in this article. I know you do, largely. But you know, it's because we've run to an extreme in this country. We've got to keep out the immigrants. They got leprosy and they're murdering our people and they're stealing our money and
eating dogs.
Eating dogs, doing every, you know, we have heard everything illegal Mexicans accused of everything under the sun on this show. Just ridiculous, crazy nonsense that they've been accused of. They're stealing our jobs. Yeah. If it wasn't for the extremism on one side of trying to put up walls with, I don't know, heat tracking machine guns and desert border ninjas out there to kill off the Mexicans that might try to come across our border. If it wasn't for that sort of extremism, the sort of extremism that Larkin Rose is talking about here would just be a voice crying in the wilderness. It wouldn't have any resonance. People wouldn't be listening at all. But he has some kind of resonance because the fact is we as Americans are acting in an extreme manner by even suggesting putting up a wall in the first place.
Totally. Very un-American.
And the other thing is if our real economy wasn't crumbling, people would welcome Mexicans into the U.S. for help. They'd need help because they'd have wealth and they wouldn't have time to mow their lawns and do these things because they'd be busy and they'd be prosperous and they'd be wealthy. So the fact that these people are saying these people are taking their jobs is only because the economy is contracting because of all the socialist, interventionist, domestic economic policies that the government is instituting.
Totally the case. 800-259-9231. Larkin continues, oddly, as often happens in the case of immigration, freedom gets the blame for the problems caused by tyranny. But those dang Mexicans come over here and they get public benefits and welfare and free schooling. So which is the problem? Them walking over an invisible line or your government, consisting entirely of Americans, forcibly robbing one person to give a handout to someone else?
Right. Why is it okay? Tell me why it's okay for you to take my money at the point of a gun. And that's what the government does when it comes to income taxes and property taxes, quite honestly, to a lesser extent.
It's the threat of guns, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I don't pay my income tax, I'm going to jail. If I don't want to go to jail, I'm going to get beaten. If I try to, get away from this beating in any manner, I'm liable to get shot.
Yep.
That's the threat of violence. That's the gun in the room, as it were. So tell me how it's okay for the federal government to take my money from me in order to support schools through their Title I and their No Child Left Behind Act, their social welfare programs, Social Security, whatever. You pick your favorite government program, NASA. Fine. I don't care what it is. Tell me how it's okay for the government to take money to help out, you know, some lady who's in Detroit with my money. But
Mark,
it's not okay to help out some Mexican.
It's not okay what they're doing, but they're doing it. So while they're doing it, we better lock down the borders and keep them immigrants out.
Right. So what we have in this country is we have a welfare problem. We don't have an immigration problem.
That's right.
This country was built by immigrants.
You got to stop them.
And the problem is that we've let the socialists come in here from the Red Scare. We've let the socialists come in, take over our government. Now we're blaming the immigrants that built the damn country.
And the socialists are calling themselves Republicans and Democrats.
Yep.
800-259-9231. Larkin's got a few more thoughts, and we want to hear from you on all this. Crossing borders, what's it mean anyway? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma states. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. The archives are there. An entire year's worth of the show. Right there on the front page of the site. You just download them. They're for free. freetalklive.com. Calm. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. 800-259-9231. Talking about this whole concept of borders in the first place, or illegal immigrants, or as Larkin Rose calls them, illegal people. He points out in the beginning of his article, which is appearing at the Keene Free Press at KeeneFreePress.com, he points out that, you know, people used to believe in the divine right of kings, you know, the idea that kings somehow happen to be, just by birth, better than everybody else. And now we laugh at that concept, but for some reason it's come back in the form of illegal immigration, because for some reason someone who was born on one particular part of the planet has no ability to go to another particular part of the planet simply because of the plot of land that they were born on. And it really all only has to do with the fact that certain tyrants want to rule over that particular plot of land, and so they create these things called borders. Otherwise, we'd all just be people traveling about. Anyway, I don't continue his article here. He says, if somebody accepts stolen property, that's a bad thing. And it's bad regardless of where that person was born, or what imaginary lines he's walked over. So why is it that America's whine about illegals getting government benefits more than they do about the millions of American parasites doing the same thing? He says, I won't even bother getting the actual statistics on which demographic groups get more government goodies and which produce more for the economy, because it's besides the point. And how backwards and fascist is it to have the attitude of, well, you might apply for government handouts, so we're going to use force to keep you out of this country. Guilty until proven innocent, I see.
Yep. Those who want to come here legally have to go through great lengths to prove they'll be productive and not a drain on society. Hilariously, they have to prove this to people in government, who themselves are nothing but a drain on society.
Right, and unproductive. They produce nothing. The government produces nothing.
They are
a parasite. This may not be true in the case of police officers, firemen, garbage men, those kind of folks. They produce something. They just do it inefficiently compared to the free market.
To the marketplace, absolutely. The idea that immigrants are coming here and mooching off the state as a default is absurd. Most of them are coming here and making a better life for themselves and working very, very hard. Are there some that are getting welfare? Probably. But there's a lot of white Americans that are getting welfare, too. Why is that not a problem also?
I must confess, I've hired people from Mexico before.
Good for you. I would, too, if I had the opportunity.
Yeah, I found them to be very hardworking people, good people. I've never had a problem with them.
I don't think that one can make a generalization about Mexicans are all great or Mexicans all stink. Generalizations are just not true. I've had renters that were Mexican that paid on time and were really great and took good care of the property. I've had renters that were Mexicans that didn't. I've had white people that fit those same descriptions.
He says, mind you, I'm not saying that I agree with amnesty for illegals. The only reason I don't, however, is that the people who have no right to stop people from coming here also have no right to give them permission to come here, which is what amnesty means. People born on this planet, or any others for that matter, have the right to come here just as much as you have the right to be here. It's a little funny that so many people whose grandparents came here from Europe, Africa, Asia, and so on are now whining that Mexicans have no right to be on this particular piece of dirt. The American Indians are probably getting quite a chuckle out of that. And don't whine.
And you know, the funny thing is, Mexicans are, you know, basically American Indians all anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they are native to this continent, at the very least. And there's no guarantee that, that they're not related to the sort of Native Americans that occupied California, Texas, Arizona.
Sure, of course they are.
And we're keeping them out.
And don't whine about some doing it legally, because that makes exactly no difference when it comes to morality. The morality of an act does not depend on whether politicians have given it their blessing via legislation.
Good point.
As I've said before, the world looks very different when not viewed through the authority-colored glasses. On one hand, many things get a lot simpler. On the other hand, you lose the intellectual cop-out of mass violence via government intervention as the default solution to all problems, whether it be poverty, crime, illiteracy, substance abuse, or even those dad-burn foreigners coming here. Deal with them without initiating violence, or stop pretending to be pro-freedom. 800-259-9231. All those problems that he mentioned, the poverty and the crime, the substance abuse and all that, all of those can be dealt with on a voluntary basis. All you have to do is get creative. See, the use of force is sort of the harbor for the least creative individuals. You can't think anything else up beyond attacking somebody. You can't think anything more creative up as far as solutions are concerned than threatening your neighbors. Come on, please. Can you just put your minds to it a little bit more? Anyway, 800-259-9231. Here is a related email from someone who hasn't emailed in, Al from New York. He's got an axe to grind. Your immigration views disgust me. Ian and Mark. The fact that you support, now, I'd like to point out that throughout this email, every time the word illegal or legal appears, it is in all caps.
Okay.
So you remember, the anti-immigrant people think that if they shout, it's kind of like trying to communicate with somebody that doesn't speak your language. You shout louder, and for some reason that helps. So they're basically, he's shouting the words illegal and legal at us because that'll help get it through our heads, okay?
Well, I'd like to make a point on legal and illegal. It was legal to take Japanese Americans and intern them in camps in World War II in this country. It was legal to slaughter Indians in this country. It was legal to gas Jews in Germany. As a matter of fact, it was illegal to harbor those Jews in Germany. Laws don't make things right or wrong.
Those Jews would have been illegal back then.
Right. They just make them legal and illegal. That's all. Somebody wrote down on a piece of paper that it was legal and it was illegal. I believe that we have bad laws. I believe in the area of immigration, and I believe that good people stand up to bad laws every single time.
Al says, the fact that you support the actions of illegal aliens disgusts me.
Yes.
As a child of legal immigrants, I believe you're...
Hold on, wait a second. I'm the at the very least a grandchild of the legal what were legal immigrants at the time. Now, when my grandparents came across into this country, the adopted ones, you know, the ones that signed the papers for me, there weren't the laws that there currently are. It wasn't nearly as hard.
Yeah, it was very simple back then.
Right now, it's a heck of a lot easier to sneak in when you don't speak the language than to fill out all this mountainous paperwork and wait the years to be able to get the lottery to come in and get somebody to sponsor you and all that other stuff when is all you want is the promise of freedom that this country offers.
And to work.
The same thing that immigrants have wanted in this country forever.
He says, I believe you're both avoiding the real issues. You talk about the government being inept, which is true. No one disputes that. But what the overwhelming...
Hold on. If the government is inept, why would you want it to handle something as important as immigration?
Oh, you asked too many questions, Mark.
Just wondered.
But what the overwhelming majority of Americans believe is
now
that...
Now, that much is true.
Anyone who wants the privilege of living here must go through some process.
Absolutely true, and the overwhelming majority of Americans have no freaking idea what that process is like. They have no idea the thousands and thousands of dollars, the time wasted by these bureaucrats who are in no way motivated at all. You don't have a vote. They're in no way motivated at all to do anything for you.
How about the lost paperwork after you've already spent those thousands of dollars?
People think of lost paperwork like the post office loses letters. No way. The INS is motivated to lose your paperwork because if they do lose your paperwork, then you just have to pay them more money.
That's right.
They aren't even computerized in the fashions that you would imagine they would be.
Let's go to the phones. Liberty is on the line in California listening to KSCO. Hello, Liberty.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I've been voting libertarian since 1976. Actually,
fantastic.
I helped with Tony Nathan's campaign up
no
in Oregon.
Tony Nathan was the first she was a vice presidential candidate to actually receive an electoral vote.
Ah, yes.
For the Libertarian Party.
That's
so
right.
So you got credit, you got libertarian street cred. Liberty, we're going to bring you back. Hang on. 800-259-9231. We're talking immigration. We're talking about the illegals. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. This is your show. 800-259-9231. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It may be the final segment, but there's still enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the website. We give them away, that we do ask you voluntarily support the show by going shopping at store.freetalklive.com. And that's where you can get your hands on all kinds of great Free Talk Live-related merchandise, branded merchandise, and just some other cool stuff we wanted to offer to you. Go to store.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Let's go back to Liberty calling from KSCO land in California. Hello, Liberty. You're back on Free Talk Live. Liberty? Did we lose Liberty? Liberty in California?
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you. You're really faint, but I'll
well,
cover
we can
up
hear
my
you
other
fine.
Ear
We've
if
got,
I can catch you.
We hear you fine, so go ahead with your point, sir.
Okay. Well, I have voted libertarian. I considered myself a big L libertarian for years until I finally broke ranks and voted for Bush because I thought it was incredibly important that Gore not get elected.
The old wasted vote theory.
Yep. Well, George had that all taken care of already anyway.
I probably read everything that Ayn Rand has written, not just her novels, but like her newsletters and virtually everything that Ayn Rand has written. So I was an Ayn Rand fanatic for years. But I got to tell you, I now consider myself a small L libertarian, and the issue is over immigration. Because as far as I'm concerned, I have as much right to have a say in who crosses the border of my country as I do who enters through the front door of my house.
Sorry, you don't own the country.
Wait a second, Liberty. I live in your house, too. Do I get to say who comes through the front door?
No, you do not live in my house unless I ask you to.
Hold on. Well, it's not your country, and it is our country. Your country and mine. What's that?
It is my country.
Hold on, Liberty. We're not understanding the ownership aspect. I do understand that you have a house and I have a house, and that I'm in control of my house and you're in control of your house.
As it should
you
be.
You just compared your country to your house.
Yeah.
So if I'm living in your country, and I do live in your country, I'm a citizen just like you are, I want to let those immigrants in. Do you understand how there's two people? Now we're talking about two people living in the same country that get to control immigration policy here. So, my question is, do you think it's okay for me to have the opinion that, I think we should let the immigrants in?
Well, that's where democracy comes in.
But wouldn't you agree that democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner, Liberty?
Yes.
Are you going to eat me for dinner?
To a certain extent, yes.
Yeah,
certainly so.
Screw what I think about immigration, right?
Well, no, not entirely.
Just exactly, but I have to go by your policy, or you'll bring out the guns, right? Because if I want to bring an illegal immigrant into this country, and I want them to work, you know, for me in my business, you're going to come after me with guns and force and violence, aren't you, Liberty?
But you know, if you walk through my front door, I don't give a crap if you're from the IRS, the you know, the whoever you are. If you enter through my front door without my permission, I'll blow your head off.
I understand. That's your
house.
Why
is it you keep confusing the country with your private property, sir? There's a big difference there.
Right. It's not a fair comparison, Liberty. It's not a fair comparison because it's not your house. This country is
his house.
Our house. And I have an opinion.
The country's a plot of land with imaginary lines.
Now you're
going
to have to take a Democratic vote as to whether or not you're going to blow people's head off like IRS agents, and that's not really going to work out.
Here's what I want to know, Liberty. How is it that you would like to restrict the flow of immigration?
Well, I would like certain restrictions on immigration. I would like to know if the people coming into my country are diseased or not. I would like to know if they're criminals or not. That seems perfectly fair, don't you think?
I'm for that. I'm with you on that one, Liberty. I'll go for diseased and I'll go for criminal. Now what? There's a giant mountain of paperwork and all kinds of lawyers to be paid in this particular scenario, and it goes well beyond what your health is and your communicable diseases and your criminal record. Are you aware of that?
Yes. And bureaucracy is a terrible thing.
You want bureaucrats to try to keep you safe from disease? You think bureaucrats are going to keep you safe from criminals?
Well, the DEA hasn't done a very good job on
it. No, they haven't. Right. This is what I don't understand, is that people are looking to the government to solve this immigration issue? You think the government can solve this problem? They created the problem in the first place.
People living in Arizona who have private property, whose borders, one of the four borders of their property borders Mexico. Do they have the right, or do they not, to keep people from crossing into their property?
Of course they do. How would you suggest that they stop them?
Well, you know, I would suggest that they keep them physically from entering their property. But
I think if they put up a sign in you know, English and Spanish that says trespassers will be shot on sight, that they can shoot them on sight.
Well, that would be good, but you know what? They would probably be prosecuted by the American government.
Sounds like the government's the problem yet again, sir.
Once again, we've pointed out, Liberty, the government's the problem.
And the problem is also government-owned land, because if everyone owned their land privately, if all owned land was 100% private, then private landowners would be able to decide who to allow on and who not to. And then it really would be your house, and you'd be able to defend it in whatever ways you wanted. But if you look to the government to solve this problem, I'm afraid you're going to be sorely disappointed. All you're going to end up with, sir, is a police state. You're going to end up with roadblocks. You're going to end up with checkpoints. You're going to end up with the cops kicking in businesses' doors, as they already are in this country. And then you're going to end up with house-to-house searches. And I don't know about you, that's not a country I want to live in. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Celeste, also listening to KSCO. Hello, Celeste. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Super. Good. What's up?
I just wanted to update you guys some things on what's happening currently in immigration. Today, the Federal Register said that they wanted to practically recall 750,000 permanent residence green cards because they no longer want the unlimited duration of status on that green card anymore. So that's going to be the next big fight and fiasco and argument going on at
the
FBI.
A minute. Are you saying that people that were told that they could stay here will now have their status yanked out from underneath them by the feds?
They're not going to have their status yanked out. What they're going to do is they're going to put a time limit on the green card themselves. Right now, there is no expiration date on it.
I thought a green card, you could essentially stay for your whole life. You just didn't necessarily have to become a citizen.
But that's going to change.
What they're saying is that if you get a green card, you have a limited amount of time to become a citizen?
I'm going to send you to the Federal Register for that one and let you read it yourself because I won't be able to make all my points to you. But, yes, and it's going to be crazy.
Okay.
The next thing that's going on is that there's a great big name check issue going on right now between the USCIS and the FBI. At a minimum, there's 385,000 people who've been waiting for a year or 4 years and more. The FBI is asking everybody who calls them about the name check issue to contact Congress and have Congress release funds to them so that they can tackle the name checks and get them up and running in an orderly fashion. So we're not even able to check names of people that want to legally immigrate who may be the terrorists that we supposedly fear. They're unable to do that correctly.
And so we've seen what happens when the government tries to check names. When you look at the no-fly list that they have in the airports, they constantly get it wrong. They constantly get people with similar names that get caught up as though, you know, the one story I remember the most was the 69-year-old nun who kept getting caught because she had a similar name to somebody who was on the terrorist
list. Ted Kennedy was on it, wasn't he?
He was at one time. And so when you want the government to have this central database of names to check against, inevitably it's going to cause hassles for people who are completely legal and people who didn't expect that it would cause hassles for them.
Exactly. Now, let's look at the next issue. There are a number of J-1 physicians. Now, a J-1 physician is an exchange visiting physician that has come into the country and their residence in medical school. If they want to stay, they go to rural areas throughout the United States, you know, such as Tonopah, Nevada, where they may not have a physician or something like that.
Okay.
Currently, what they're doing is that they're denying their hardship waivers, and the hardship waivers are for people who may have sick children, sick spouses, sick American children, sick American spouses, or they may also have a war going on in their country. The USCIS is denying their cases straight across the board. Nobody knows why. Everybody is dumbfounded. We are supposed to be protecting, you know, our country, the people that are in our country. We want to be friends with the people that are having wars, and we want to protect them.
Yeah.
And we're not doing anything.
It's just another bunch of bureaucrats trying to dictate people's lives to them, and it's a sickness. And Celeste, thank you for the call. We appreciate the update. You know, I've only gotten through two sentences of Alphonse's email. We'll get to the rest of that tomorrow night. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online in the meantime at Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.